Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try Drawn and Quartered, if I could say it right, by a new brewery, at least to me, Nightmare Brewing Company. Cool can art, I'll show you in a second. Imperial India Pale Ale, triple dry hopped with Nelson Savant, Enigma, Galaxy, and Citra hops. 10% ABV. I paid $7.49. I picked up two or three from them, but Mega Bev had a couple more. So maybe I picked up two and they had four, or I picked up three and they had like six, something like that. But let's go through this. He's definitely in pieces. But yeah, very cool can art. If you like that kind of stuff, let's switch this around since I moved that. But yeah, I've never heard of them. Don't know where they're out of. Don't want to know where they're out of right now. So let's go ahead and get this open. Quadruple dry hopped, right? Yeah, quadruple dry hopped. Actually, the guy that checked me out was looking at them and said quadruple dry hopped. And it kind of got me thinking, because I did see that, because usually I look at cans when I'm in Mega Bev or in any place like that. And I was like, so I'm just saying, if it's a two-week fermentation, are they doing hops at 4 days, then 5 days, then 6 days, then 7 days? Are they doing something like that? Or are they like skipping a day, or how are they doing a quadruple dry hop? Also, is that one hop, then the next day another hop, or are they doing all those hops 4 days in a row or four times? I don't know. Just got me thinking. So to the beer. Off-white colored head, pretty much orange. From that pour, a finger of head, orange juice. Orange juice, orange. Come on, there you go. Yeah, hazy. I mean, at 10%, do we say triple New England IPA? If 7.5 is double, 10. I mean, it looks like orange juice. Full pulp orange juice. Looks good. Let's go ahead and smell. Dank. Dank citrus, like orange sweet citrus, like the pithy part of an orange. Man, I can't get past that dank. Yeah, danky, pithy, juicy orange. Meaty, juicy orange. It kind of smells like crap. From that dankness. Like, who would want to drink that? There is some sweetness, though, coming off there. Almost like in the very back, a candied orange after you get through that orange meaty part. Juicy, orangey, meaty, somewhere in there. It does have a lot of sweetness, but we're dealing with 10%. I can kind of understand that. But yeah, the dankness at first is a little overwhelming, at least for me wanting to smell that in a beer. But let's go ahead and taste. Thick, very juicy orange sweetness. Acidic, like tanginess, almost like a grapefruit rind in the back that kind of stays. It's almost like a little too sweet throughout almost the whole entire palate until it gets to the back, but that sweetness stays. There is a little dankness, like hop. Is there a date on here? No. I was going to say maybe like green fresh hop or green orange rind, like something that's not seasoned, ready to pick, something like that in the back end. But I would probably just stick with grapefruit rind. No alcohol. This is easy drinking. Yeah, if anything, a little too much sweetness up front for me. I'd still pick a 4-pack up of this. Holy cow. Yeah, they sure quartered him. That's crazy. Galaxy. Passion fruit. Yeah, I'm definitely not getting a lot of that fruitier side. I think the citrus side really takes over in this one. I'm sure Untappd's going to show it. There is some sweetness, and that's why I kind of started saying passion fruit, fruitiness. Maybe at the back half of the palate before the grapefruit, there is a good amount of sweetness and maybe some tropical fruit in there. But, I mean, I guess it's enough that I said anything. Because I was just going to say, not enough to really say anything, but I did. I would go 4.25. I'm kind of on the edge. I want to give it a 4.5, but I don't, it's too sweet. I would like to see less sweetness for myself. Now, if you like sweeter New England IPAs, maybe this is up your alley. I think there was somebody the other day, last week or something, that mentioned in one of my home brews that, oh, a New England IPA is this. It doesn't need to be sweet, in my opinion. It doesn't have to be on the sweet side. Look at M43. Look at Boss Tweed from Old Nation. They don't have to be. Look at some of the ones from Hot Butcher. I think they can be bitter, kind of like a West Coast IPA bitterness in there. Not the pine. But it can still be like that and be a New England IPA. And this is, I'm guessing, a triple New England IPA, just on the sweeter side. And I don't want that. I would like more of that citrus to stick out. Maybe a little bit more. That would probably get it to a 4.5. A little bit more bitterness. 4.75, a little less sweetness, 5. Man, I don't know if I'm getting myself in trouble for saying that or not, but that's what I would say. 4.25, it's good. I would definitely buy a 4-pack. I'm guessing that's what it would come in if you could get it. But yeah, 4.25. Let's check on tap. 14 of my friends have checked this in, 4.14 out of 5. So I'm a little bit higher. The Imperial Double IPA. See, I don't know. Can you go with that? Because back in the day, Double Imperial IPA wouldn't be this color, wouldn't be this hazy in there. Bay Shore, New York is where they're from. Good. Keep on sending them this way. And a whole bunch of stuff I'm not going to read. Nectarine Mango. Soft up front with tropical notes. Mango, ripe pineapple, tangerine, lychee. Hoppy, juicy, dank, sweet, floral. I think I just described a different beer than what they're describing in their style guidelines. Yeah, a quadruple dry hopped imperial. How are they getting... How can you use Citra and not say anything about citrus? Hmm. I mean, I guess it is. It is my tropical juices. Best can art. Yep, there you go. Sweet citrus, tropical fruity, dankness. So, I would say most straight juice. I don't know about straight juice. It does. It surprises me. Floral, very sweet. Fair amount of fruit. Let's see when the last time one of my friends checked this. 21. Okay. Maybe it's changed a little bit. Somebody checked it in 35 minutes ago with a 4.25. I can't read that. That's in a different language. So is that one. Tropical juice. That was 6 hours ago. Okay. Strong triple IPA. Sorry. Okay. I'm done looking at this. I'm going citrus based. I don't think it's on the tropical side very much. And I think if you look those hops up, it wouldn't be on the tropical side. Unless this is like old, really old or something like that. I'm going citrus based. It is what it is. If you have it, make sure you leave a comment below.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.